Thank you very much, Scott. Distinguished panel members, distinguished guests all. May I thank CEDA for the opportunity to be here today. There are three brief points I wish to make in this short address. First, the strong public policy grounds that exist for governments to support the development of the Midwest iron ore industry. Second, the potential size of the Midwest iron ore industry. And third, the infrastructure that is critical to the development of that industry. Let me return to the first of these points, the reasons why government should support the development of this industry. Firstly, economic benefits. A report by Economic Consulting Services estimated that the development of the Midwest iron ore industry would provide the following. During the construction stage, over 1,300 construction jobs. During the suggested operational stage of 25 years, over 4,200 jobs. Construction expenditure of $5.5 billion that would generate a further $13 billion of expenditure elsewhere in the state. Infrastructure provided by the industry will have a lasting benefit on the region, noting that most of the infrastructure is funded ultimately by the companies themselves, either in capital or user charges. The Oakajee port itself has the capacity to attract other industries to the region, and the development of the rail lines to the port will open up the possibilities for other mining operations, not necessarily iron ore. And there are significant social benefits for supporting this industry. The development of the state's regions has been a key public policy goal of successive governments for many years. The city of Geraldton and the Midwest towns are permanent communities with a mixed economic base and sound community infrastructure. They are places where people like to live, not too distant from Perth, and with a moderate climate. The iron ore mining projects are looking for the use of a local workforce, one that directly supports the regional economy. Fly in, fly out is not the preferred option. The further development of the Midwest provides an opportunity for it to be the most significant regional centre in Western Australia, bar none, and a permanent regional centre, unlike those centres of the past, like Goldsworthy and others that you now pass by in the road that no longer exist. And the industry will provide Indigenous Australians in the region with good jobs and business opportunities. Environmental benefits. Parts of the region have been degraded by overgrazing and exotic species. Based on current investigations, less than 1% of banded ironstone formations will be impacted by iron ore mining from our member companies. And the industry has the capacity to work with environmental agencies to provide a positive net regional environmental outcome. That is, this industry can actually make a contribution to improving the environment in the Midwest. The industry has already sponsored a regional conservation association. So we would contend there are strong economic, social and environmental grounds for the state to support the development of this industry. What is the potential of the industry? The industry has the potential to provide a sound economic and employment base for the next 25 to 40 years, having regard to the current market demand and our knowledge of the iron ore resource base. The only capacity the industry will face is a capacity, is a limitation, according to limits put on by the state in terms of access to the resource. That is the only limiting factor. The infrastructure that is critical to the development of the industry. I'll talk briefly about four areas. The Oakajee port, the Southern Transport Corridor to the Geraldton port, the 330 kV line from Perth to Geraldton, and water resources. The Oakajee port. As you're all aware, the government has an RFP process to determine which company, Oakajee Port and Rail or Yilgarn Infrastructure, will be awarded the right to negotiate a port development agreement with the government for the construction of the port. The timeline, as the Minister indicated, for that decision to be made is the 31st of July. This is a crucial decision, and it is therefore important that the government gets it right. Timing and the crucialness of the decision is important. Delays in making this decision can lead to delays in the development of the northern projects, the significant northern projects of World Range, Jack Hills and Wiluna West. And importantly, it has to be realised that the allocation of the right to negotiate the Port Development Agreement is urgent, for it is only the first step in a process that involves a lot more work before construction finally gets underway. The Southern Transport Corridor leads to the Geraldton Port. The Southern Transport Corridor provides access to the Geraldton Port, as has been indicated. Asia Ryan and Jindalby plan to export their magnetite through the Geraldton Port. Both these projects are long-term and large projects. Iron ore will be transported to the port by slurry pipelines and or rail through the Southern Transport Corridor. From the Alliance perspective, it is essential that all planning decisions that facilitate the use of the corridor for that purpose are made at an early date. The 330 kV line. The Alliance congratulates the government on allocating some $280 million for the provision of the 330 kV line from Perth to Geraldton. The two magnetite projects to which I have referred are significant users of power and assist in the balancing and underpinning of this important regional infrastructure investment. Now that these funds have been allocated, it is essential that government commits the administrative and technical resources needed to ensure the line is provided without delay. Having the money there is great. Getting it done is another question. Water allocation. The mines require access to water. The Alliance would seek the government agencies involved in this expedite their plans to assess the undeveloped water resources in the region and then ensure they allocate the water rights the industry needs for its sustainable development. Ladies and gentlemen, the Midwest iron ore industry has the capacity to play a key role in the developing of regional Western Australia, a policy that has been a policy, central policy of successive state governments. And with the appropriate support, that objective can be turned into reality in a very short space of time. In such a short space of time, that Geraldton will become the number one regional, Geraldton in the Midwest will become the number one regional centre in Western Australia, bar none, and, importantly, a permanent regional centre. I'll just close by showing you already, even at this early stage of its development, what it's doing in the region, if it's going to work. Already supporting the community in a whole range of ways. Companies are making various contributions in supporting the community up there, and this is the community youth bus that's been supported by the industry. Creating jobs. Already, and the industry is still at the early stages, already the industry is taking a major role in providing jobs and opportunities in the Midwest region. Managing the environment. The amount of research that's being undertaken by the industry on environmental issues is very significant indeed, way beyond what anybody has contemplated. And already the industry is looking at environmental practices which are second to none. And in other ways, the industry is already making a significant contribution to the Midwest. We hope that this lunch, organised by CEDA today, helps to bring out the other issues which are important to see the industry develop to its maximum potential, because we think it'll be a great industry and make a great contribution to Western Australia. Thank you.